Bill Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
How is Hollywood going to handle the current crisis with Iraq? How is the I don't know, the people in the know? The hell is that? Is that a dentist drill I'm hearing? Excuse me for just a moment, folks. Ah, yes. Perfect. Take two. How is Hollywood going to handle the current crisis in Iraq? I was at the Entertainment Writers Luncheon today. I talked to Margaret Gray, and she's she has agreed to join us on the program today. And you're over at the commissary right now at Fox, I know, Margaret, but I wanted to ask you, what is the primary focus when we're talking about America's preparation for war and the high alert?
Well, Phil, I think we're all thanking God, first of all, that we live in Los Angeles, and that this city will not be any primary focus for any targeted terror attack. We are a city that is immune in so many ways, but we do fear for other people in this country, and we want to stay in touch with everyone around the country as the potential, and I think we need to underline that word, Phil, potential for terror occurs.
All right, why are we not at risk in Los Angeles? Because we obviously, there's no military?
No, the fact is, Phil, Los Angeles is a film and television center. And film and television are probably our very best ambassadors in this country. You can say what you want about people the world over and what they think of our country, but everyone knows that American film and American television is loved worldwide, whether it is Baywatch or any of these other programs, action movies, Sylvester Stallone films. The very interesting thing, and I know you read it on the air the other day, Phil, Saddam Hussein himself is said to be a fan of American popular culture, American films, American music.
Absolutely.
And so that means that the United States, as a country, has a pocket where terror is very unlikely to occur, and that is Los Angeles. And all we can do here in Los Angeles is wait and hope and keep our fingers crossed that all of the other people out there that are listening to you right now and all of the other cities and all of the other towns hope that they aren't hit and hit very hard. Because I know, Phil, you're currently on the air in San Francisco. And
yes, so we have a new affiliate in San Francisco, KNEW, and we're very certainly grateful for that.
Well, you can well imagine if, and this is a very big if, the terrorists decide to hit the Golden Gate Bridge as it's burning and falling into the bay, all we can do is watch that on television. There isn't a lot we can do for the people in San Francisco. So I came up with the idea, along with Hal Steinberg, who I work with over at Clear Line Productions. What if people could call us here in L.A. and we could share their fear with them? In other words, if you're living in Chicago, if you're living in San Francisco, God forbid they hit New York again, if you're living in any of St. Louis, where there's the Arch, Detroit, where there is the Renaissance Towers, any one of these cities, and you are hit by a terrorist attack, you could call California or call someone in California and share the fear, and we in turn could share with you. And that's why we would like to make available some cell phone numbers and things like that before the end of the program.
All right, Margaret Gray is on the line with us. I think the most interesting thing that you're saying here is that Los Angeles will be immune to any terror attack because of the movie business.
Absolutely, Phil. I think that this is common knowledge, not only among people who live here, but I think the Department of Defense would tell you the same thing. I think President Bush, Donald Rumsfeld, I'm sure that there is a contingency that they're very clear on. I think really the terror protection is going on in Washington and New York and these other cities. You saw the anti-aircraft batteries on the front page of the newspaper.
Well, that was chilling to see that in America, in our country, in our great country, to see anti-aircraft batteries standing next to the Washington Monument. But you know what? That's the way it is, baby. That's the price of freedom, man. I mean,
well, absolutely, Phil. I couldn't agree with you more. Thank God we live in Los Angeles, where the terrorists wouldn't dare hit us. They just wouldn't dare. Because if, for whatever reason, Al-Qaeda, Hamas, or any of the millions of terror organizations that form this nexus of evil, if you will, If they made the mistake of attacking Los Angeles with a terror attack, the cultures of the Arab world would literally, I believe, be in upheaval, because that means they would be jeopardizing American films and American television, and those people over there who have nothing, who look for their dinner in a garbage can, the only thing they have to look forward to is to turn their television set on and see American culture like a very hopeful, hopeful wave from afar coming through their television set.
It's I gotta tell you, it's an unorthodox opinion. Does that mean we let our guard down here?
I don't think we let our guard down, but I think we have way, way less to worry about than if I were in any of the other cities. I'd be panicked right now at what Al-Qaeda could do. I mean, imagine the Golden Gate Bridge burning and falling into the bay. And the
okay, that, you know, I don't want to scare people.
I don't want to scare people either, Phil. I'm saying we will give out numbers that they can call later on in the program.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray is an entertainment writer here in Los Angeles, and we don't want to start the program. You know, this idea that Golden Gate Bridge burning and falling, that's ridiculous. I said I have an affiliate in San Francisco. I don't have to start out making those people afraid, and I hope you understand.
I absolutely do, Phil, and I'm sorry. I'm just, the image of the World Trade Center is still very fresh with me.
All right, we're not saying anything's going to happen, but you're saying if something happens...
If something happens, Los Angeles won't be touched.
And the reason for that, and I want to get your logic here because I find it to be interesting. American movies and American television, which is produced in L.A.
That is correct.
Is so loved around the world that the terrorists know to attack L.A. would mean disrupting film and television, and they would never do that.
Absolutely not. Saddam Hussein, Phil, loves the film The Godfather. The Syrian people, the Egyptian people, the Jordanian people. My goodness, the people of Afghanistan were putting up satellite dishes. Los Angeles, fortunately for us, Phil, we live in a city that is smart, that produces something that the terrorists don't want to live without. We are very fortunate, Phil, or maybe we were just smart ourselves to move here and be in an industry that will not be attacked. And I think what's wonderful about living in Los Angeles is that we are here so that people can call us and in the middle of a frightening moment say, what do you have? What is it that prompted you to move to L.A.? Because obviously we're not very bright living here in name a city, Washington, New York, San Francisco, or wherever.
So we'll be here for them to call and say what?
Once the terror hits their town, they can call us and simply say, thank God we can talk to someone who has brains and not members of our family who moved us to the city.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. My radio show emanates from the city of Los Angeles, and I try not to trumpet that too much, but in telling you that, I have a guest on who is, when she says we, she's talking about those of us who live in the city of Los Angeles. L.A. will not be hit by any terrorist attack. It has the film and television business here. Terrorists the world over, Arabs, third world people, live, breathe, and eat American movies, American TV. They wouldn't want to live without it, and so they obviously would not attack L.A. The terrorists, though, are a different story, Margaret. They are fundamentalist Islamists. They believe that all things Western are evil.
But they also have to control the street. And if they disrupt American film and television production, they would be asking for it from the very people that they are hoping to get support from. No, no, the terrorists are not that stupid. They're not that bloody stupid that they would attack the film and television industry and, in so doing, possibly alienate the Arab people. No, they'll leave Los Angeles alone. And again, I thank God, I thank my husband Frank, I thank myself, I guess, because as a 22-year-old girl, I pulled up roots from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to move to California. I'm going to move to Los Angeles. I'm going to get a job in the entertainment business. I don't know why I made that decision, Phil, but I look back on that now as a life-saving decision. When we are sitting in front of our TVs and we see buildings in Boston, New York, Miami, Atlanta burning and falling to the ground with molten metal falling in and crashing in around the victims, we will have our cell phones on so that you can contact us and at least get some commiseration from us on the hell you're living through.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. I've heard a lot of things surrounding the the possibility of terror attacks. I haven't quite heard anybody say that any individual American city would be immune. Margaret Gray is on the line today to say that Los Angeles would be immune from any terror attack because the film and television industry in this town is something that the third world peoples love and would not want to see destroyed. What is the trade-off? Those of us who live in this city would have our cell phones on so that you could call us when you were attacked and know that there were some intelligent people to talk to. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. I wanted to get Margaret back on the line one more time because you had is there a blood drive going on right now?
Yes, there is, Phil. I'm glad you mentioned that.
And this blood drive is having to do with the celebrities?
Yes. Phil, what we're doing is we're canvassing all the celebrities, all of the film stars and television stars in L.A., and asking them to donate blood so that if and when blood is needed after the first terror attack, if you're hurt, if you're burned or mutilated in some way, you can have a little bit of fun knowing that maybe the transfusion you're getting is the blood of Richard Gere or the blood of a film star, Matthew Perry or someone like that. It's a little bit of fun that you can have, a little bit of lightness you can have in the middle of what will be a very frightening time.
So will you know that you're getting Richard Gere's blood?
No, you won't know, but you can. It'll be fun to kind of guess. I wonder if I'm getting Lisa Kudrow's blood. Whose blood is this?
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Los Angeles is immune from any terror attack. The rest of you guys are up for grabs because we have the film business. 1-800-449-8686. We're going to be right back. This is The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Communist influenced. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
This contention, Margaret Gray is on the line, a nationally syndicated columnist. This contention that because all the actors in Hollywood have come out against the war, the terrorists will spare L.A. Are you saying, therefore, that more people in other cities should come out against the war with Iraq?
I think so, Phil. I think that the time has come for the American people, if they want to spare their city and attacked by terrorists, to do the right thing and to say you're against this war. And, Phil, I have to tell you, I have listened to your program the last few days.
Even if we don't believe it?
I'm sorry?
Even if they don't believe it?
I'd like to finish what I was going to say, then I'll comment on that.
Okay.
I've listened to your program the last few days, and you are playing with fire. When you make fun of a Richard Gere, a Madonna, a Dustin Hoffman, or any of the other very important and significant players in this town, you're playing with fire.
I happen to support an attack.
Phil, I'm simply saying to you, I know you have a TV deal with NBC. Now, what do you think Shelley McCrory is supposed to do when Richard Gere calls her, sobbing into the phone, that bastard that you signed to a TV deal is on the radio mocking me and mocking my position against the Iraq war? What is she supposed to do? She's going to say, Richard Gere, Phil Hendry, Richard Gere, Phil Hendry, no-brainer, Richard Gere, and you are dead meat in this town. And
if that's what it comes to, that's what it comes to, that's what I think.
I am telling the American people, for your own sake, for the sake of your children, listen to me, and listen very carefully. You must come out against the war with Iraq to save your city terrorist attack. Now,
what if they don't believe it?
They don't have to believe it, but look, the strongest statements from Barbara and Richard Gere and Sean Penn and Susan Sarandon have melted the heart of Saddam Hussein. They don't want to hurt him. He will, in turn, not hurt them.
1-800-449-8686, the number on the Phil Hendry Show. So you're asking my listeners,
I'm just asking America, Phil.
For you people out there, Say you're against the war with, in Iraq and you'll be spared a terrorist attack. I doubt it. I seriously, seriously doubt it.
And there you go again. And there you go again. I really think you're going to hurt, you're going to kill somebody, Phil, with the comments you're making.
I strongly reject that suggestion. Strongly.
You're going to kill someone.
No, I am not. I'm standing up for my country.
Look, discretion is the better part of valor. Do the right thing. Come out against the war with Iraq, and the terrorists will spare you.
Oh, my God. Do you call that, an American talking? Or is that a coward talking?
I'm saying it's the sensible thing. It's the only right thing to do. All across America, they have anti-aircraft batteries. They have all kinds of weaponry, all kinds of military installations, everything going up in preparedness, but not in Los Angeles, because our actors have come out, said they're against the war, and melted the heart of Saddam Hussein.
I don't think that people are going to do that.
Oh, yes, they will. If they want to save their children, yes, they will.
I don't think people are going to do that.
Listen to me again and read my lips. If you want to save your children, you will. Peace, not war, and you may survive the terror.
I think you're very unfairly making people frightened.
No, I am not. I am trying to save the children, Phil. It's all about the children. It's not really about the adults. It's about the children. Save your children. Save your children from the horrible terror attack. Come out against the war with Iraq. Do as NPR is doing in Pacifica. Do as the anti-war movement in this country is doing. And
so finally, you show your colors. Finally.
What?
You are anti-war, aren't you?
God damn it, yes I am, Phil.
Watch your language.
Well, yes I am. Yes, I'm against this war. Do you think I'm crazy? Do you think that I want to see everything that I've ever tried to build up in my life, Jason J. Delmonico, his career, Frank, our beautiful home, all of it come crashing down for some war, for some people I've never met?
People you've never met? The people in the World Trade Center you never met?
Phil, that's dirty pool.
The people in the World Trade Center, you never met them?
Iraq didn't attack the World Trade Center.
That is naive to a fault, Margaret, and you know it. You and I have had many conversations. So you're anti-war.
Yes, I am. And I'm telling the American people, save the children. If not yourselves, the children. Don't let them get blown up by a terrorist. Come out against the war in Iraq, with Iraq. And maybe, and I'm sure he will, because Sean Penn told me, Saddam Hussein is a sensible man, a reasonable man. Mr. Bush, put your gun away. For the sake of Christ our Lord, put your gun away.
I think it's a horrible thing to hear an American talk that way.
Oh, quit waving the flag and come down to earth.
Here is Thomas on the Phil Henry Show. Hello, Thomas.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
If you don't like the United States, how it is run, move to Iraq.
I happen to love this country, and I'm doing what's best for it.
No, you're not doing
yes,
the best
I
for
am,
it.
Thomas, do you want to save the children, or don't you?
Don't make
I
it about the children.
I have three grandchildren that are just born, and I don't want them to end up growing up in the next 20 years.
Are they triplets?
And I'm having to fight this guy again.
Were they triplets?
No, I have three grandchildren.
Well, you said they were all just born. They must be triplets.
Oh,
no,
forget it.
Triplets.
Forget
I got
it.
One three and one born last month and one born last week.
Thomas, we might be able to survive this if we'll just do what Saddam Hussein is asking us to do.
Why are you going to lay down to a terrorist? You're a female, are you not?
Yes, I am.
Okay, move to Iraq and take care of what that he has done to all the females over there.
I love my sweet American
Get
Thomas.
Get your fingers to her out.
My son has
your
just been cast in a sequel of AI, artificial intelligence.
All right, Thomas, good point. Hold the line. 1-800-449-8686. We can save ourselves these terror attacks if we just come out against the war with Iraq. Let Saddam Hussein hear our voices. It's idiotic. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Show 1-800-449-8686.
Margaret Gray, nationally syndicated columnist. As always, it's spirited when I have you on, Margaret. But this is a logic that you are giving me that I can't stomach. You're saying that we need to come out against the war with Iraq, and in so doing, we'll save ourselves a terror attack. Because Saddam Hussein, what, he'll have pity on us?
You know, Phil, I've known you a long time, but I've never known you to twist my words as effectively as you're doing right now.
I'm not twisting your words. You said, for the children's sake, we should come out against the war with Iraq and save ourselves an attack.
I said, I saw the example of Sean Penn as he went to Iraq. I saw the example of Susan Sarandon and Dustin Hoffman, all of them saying the same thing, the war is unnecessary. As a result of that, I'm sure Saddam Hussein will not attack Hollywood because he appreciates, because he's giving us a gift, the gift of life. Now, I appreciate, if you don't, I appreciate the gift of life that Saddam Hussein is extending to the city of Los Angeles because of the bravery of Martin Sheen.
And are you nuts? The gift of life? What, to ask him he's not going to blow us up because Martin Sheen said something?
Did he not meet Sean Penn?
I guess.
Then that's what I'm talking about. Sean Penn said, you're right, we're against the war. Saddam Hussein is extending to us the gift of life. And what is he extending to the rest of the country? Possibly death, because the rest of them won't do what we've done.
Yeah, sound like idiots.
Oh, my God, you are playing with fire, aren't you?
Sound like idiots.
Keep talking. You lose that pilot.
Sound like idiots.
When Shelley McCrory takes that drunken call tonight from Dustin Hoffman, what are you going to say then? When he slurs into the phone, I want that son of a bitch Henry fired. And what about all of the Chinese who love flens and all of that nonsense?
Let me go over to Brian. Brian, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Turn your radio down, too, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, let me turn my radio down. How are you, Phil?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. The lady's
name
is Margaret.
Go ahead, sir. What is your comment, sir?
My comment is that you got to be absolutely out of your mind. I have a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old, and there's nothing more that I want in this world than for crazy tyrants, just like Saddam Hussein, just like Fidel Castro, just like this guy in Venezuela, to get off of this world. To get out of here, completely out of here. I don't want this for my children.
You've got to watch what you're saying.
No, you got to watch what you're saying. You're saying that we should concede to Saddam Hussein for the children? You sound like Michael Jackson.
No, sir, you should be quiet. If Saddam Hussein hears these comments from you and from other
Americans... Saddam Hussein, if he has a pen and paper, he can write down my address. And I'll have something waiting for him to extend to him at my front doorstep. You are out of your mind. How can you say that?
For the sake of the children.
I got a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old. I think about this from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to bed. I think about my children's well-being.
Oh, God. You're just
and
making
my children's well-being is getting rid of Saddam Hussein.
Right.
Getting rid of Fidel Castro. Getting rid of this other tyrant in Venezuela. Getting rid of all these people that
do nothing.
For our world. They do absolutely nothing.
You're just asking for an ass-pounding from Saddam now. What I'm asking you to do is, seriously, you really are. And who is this tyrant in Venezuela? I don't even know who this is.
That Chavez guy, right?
Chavez, exactly. Yeah. That's Fidel's little brother.
All you're doing is making him more pissed and more pissed.
Who? Chavez?
Saddam Hussein and Chavez, for that matter, with these comments. I'm asking you to watch what you're saying.
What do you mean, watch what he's saying? What do you think, Saddam's monitoring the broadcast? Okay, that's it. I'm pissed off now. I'm going to bomb all of America. I like what you said, Brian, about getting a piece of paper and a pen and write it down. You know, take down my address.
But every time you speak pro-war, a child dies. Now, do you think it's funny? Yeah, go ahead.
How about, go ahead and laugh at that. How about all the children that die in Iraq and of starvation? How about them? They don't count?
Well, they're dying of starvation from the United Nations sanctions, which the United...
Oh, bull crap.
Oh,
Reagan
my God,
Hussein
come
is
on.
killing those children.
He's got money to get nuclear weapons, but he doesn't have money to get rice and beans for the kids.
Yeah, you know, you catch buying that UN sanctions thing is killing the kids. You must be crazy.
Listen to you. Okay, Phil, it was nice knowing you because you're dead.
Am I?
Wait a minute. Are you threatening me?
No, I'm not threatening you.
Then what do you mean I'm dead?
Because you are, if you keep pissing off Saddam Hussein like that.
This is insane.
More dead
children. Have a nice night.
There, another child just died from your laughter.
Well, what is this? Is this It's a Wonderful Life? Every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings?
Yes, in some ways. And every time you laugh, a child burns to death.
All right, let me go over to... is it Tom? Hello, Tom. Tom.
Yes.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
I don't know where this lady is coming from. I don't know which set of marbles she's lost. But a man like Saddam Hussein, I would assume she would do the same thing for Hitler, from the sounds of her.
From what I'm hearing,
I would like to see this lady and Alec Baldwin and Sean Penn and Martin Sheen and all these people put up for treason once this operation is taken care of, and to have their citizenship stripped of them.
I want to ask you a question. Who's Marilyn Sheen?
Martin.
Who is Marilyn?
Martin Sheen.
I'm so fed up with the Hollywood left that they are such idiots. I don't know where their brains are, but they sure are in their head, and they aren't thinking with them, lady. And
well,
nor are you.
Tom,
your
comments have just murdered an entire elementary school full of children. Thank you.
Good.
What are you talking about?
You're full.
I'm
afraid, lady, that Hollywood is going to be the first one to be attacked because those people over there are very dead set against the lifestyle that Hollywood portrays. Nothing but adultery and fornication and playing around and screwing around. You people would be the first to go, I'm afraid, if they had their way.
All right, Tom.
I'll
be there with a camera crew when you get that scud rammed up your ass. This is Margaret Gray reporting from inside Tom's ass.
I'm afraid you're going to get your...
My sweet God. Oh, go have a stroke.
I'll bet you you'd enjoy it, lady.
That is absolutely...
Fornicating with the enemy.
Oh, my God. That's not gentlemanly at all, is it?
And take it.
And I think it's terrible that you would lead your grandchildren into sure death.
I don't lead my grandchildren into sure death. I lead my grandchildren into life.
Life.
Freedom.
Your
freedom.
You're pissing off Saddam Hussein. All right. What city do you live in?
Pardon?
What city do you live in?
I live in Tampa, and I'm proud of Hollywood. And good riddance, Hollywood.
You know something, Phil?
Oh, shut up. What, am I playing with fire again?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. How many late-night slurring, drunken phone calls is Shelley McCrory supposed to take from Mary Tyler Moore before you straighten your ass out?
Jesus. 1-800-449-8686. You go right ahead and you keep on supporting the eventual incineration of Baghdad. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Be still, Jenny, on the block.